Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they are given, and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you are also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible, unless otherwise indicated.
Number 17, why be baptized? There are two main points of view about why a person should be baptized. One view holds that baptism is a purely symbolic act which should be done in order to show that we have recently been saved. The other view says that while baptism is symbolic of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that it is more than just a symbol. This view holds that baptism is a direct and vital command of the Lord, which must be obeyed in order to receive salvation. If you have been baptized, think back for a moment about why you were baptized. Was it because you felt that you had recently been saved, or were you baptized in order to be saved? And now, with this question in mind, let's turn to the Bible to see what God really says about why a person should be baptized. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, the Apostle Peter, in his great sermon on the day of Pentecost, said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." The Bible says in this passage that both repentance and baptism are equally necessary for the remission of sins. When we remember that Peter was speaking by the inspiration of God, this verse should forever settle this question in our minds. Baptism, according to the Bible, is not because we have already been saved, but rather, in the Apostle Peter's own words, it is for the remission of sins. Incidentally, this same phrase, "for the remission of sins," used in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, is also used in the book of Matthew with reference to the blood of Christ. Jesus' blood was not shed because sins had already been forgiven, but was shed for the remission of sins, or in order for sins to be forgiven. That's Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Is baptism really for the remission of sins? If language means anything at all, then the Bible clearly says that it is. And now let's turn to some other scriptures which also discuss why a person should be baptized. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." According to this passage, it only takes one thing to be lost. That is simply not to believe. For without faith, neither baptism nor any other act of obedience to God would have any meaning at all. Jesus said, however, that both faith and baptism are required in order for a person to be saved. We also read in other passages that repentance and confession of our faith in Christ are also required. Acts chapter 17, verse 30, and Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Another passage which discusses this same point about baptism is Acts chapter 22, verse 16. In this account of the Apostle Paul's conversion, Ananias, a gospel preacher who was sent to him by the Lord, said, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Does baptism really wash away sins? Some say no, but the Bible says yes. In other related scriptures, we read that baptism doth also now save us. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. The Apostle Paul adds that we are not even in Christ until we have been scripturally baptized. We read this in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, and in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. If you have never obeyed the Lord by being baptized for the remission of sins, as the Bible requires, may we encourage you to do so immediately. If you need assistance in obeying the Lord in this vital manner, please feel free to contact the Church of Christ nearest you. Please also hear tape entitled, What is Baptism? Thank you for your call.